Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Welcome, welcome back to the show. I am excited to have you here. I hope that you are having an amazing week and this finds you just during a really good time. Just wishing that for you. Anyway, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. And we have another exciting guest joining us today. So Kira is my HR specialist, and she is also a member of the Align Business Mastermind. She is incredible. She makes HR fun. She was the first person I went to when I was like, what in the world is, like, what does this look like? Help me with this employee situation. And we dive into it all in this episode. And I'm really excited for you to learn from her, learn about how it can be not so scary to bring on employees into your business, how it can be a really natural form of growth that actually protects you. And protects the culture and the people that you are bringing into your business. And yeah, hopefully we just shed some light on that and you can take it from there and probably reach out to Kira because she's genius and has been helping me. So anyway, we dive into that and then also how she has been working a 9-to-5 job and also growing her HR consultancy business. She officially launched about a month ago and has been scaling so quickly. She has hit five figures in her first month in business, since redoing her business with this new niche. It's really, really cool what has been happening. So I was excited to bring her in, not to only share her story, but to share her HR genius. And at the end, we actually were about to wrap up and then we were like, oh yeah, let's talk about emotions and how feelings can, you know, be a huge part of up-leveling your business. So this is really a three-pronged interview where we go into her journey in scaling and reaching five figures in her first month, where we talk about HR and policies and employment and how that can look for your business as you're scaling. And then also the emotional and mental side of up-leveling and stepping into the role of CEO in your business. So lots of goodness. Let's get started. And before we do, I'm going to share a little bit about Kira. So she is an HR consultant and growth strategist for women-owned businesses. After a decade in corporate sales, operations, and small business HR, she's learned that small businesses have to make the most of their time. Accessible on-the-fly options shouldn't be a luxury. They're a requirement for online entrepreneurs to make the most of their limited time and resources. Online business owners like us are breaking the mold for how businesses can be run, and her company, Paradigm, helps women design a business and a team that is fun to manage and puts people first, but like lots of profit too, so they can not only impact the lives of their clients, but their teams as well. So well said, Kira. Thank you for sharing that with me to read live on the show, and let's do this. All right. Welcome, Kira. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Kelsey?
I am great. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I feel like we've had a lot of behind the scenes conversations lately, and now we get to have one publicly.
I know. Cool. I know. It's exciting. It's Scary? No, it's not scary. I'm excited. You know, I geek out on all this stuff. So
yes, I know you're, it's just, you are such a wealth of knowledge and I am so excited to share, you know, more into the scary world of HR and employment and all of the things and how unscary you can make it. So I'd love for you to start off by sharing just a little bit about you, your company, where, how you got to where you are today. Doesn't have to be like the whole journey, but you know, go for it.
Yeah. Well, I started out in corporate, like a little over, now it's been 12 years ago. And I was in cold call sales and it was camouflaged as like a serving type of position. So I thought I was like helping people, but really I was just selling them stuff they didn't need. I'm not going to get too in detail of that because I'll definitely be throwing people under the bus, but slowly I had a lot of success. I realized I had some sales. I was fine with that. I love connecting with people. I love to have those real relationships. So that was really fun, but my soul inevitably died once I realized that there was no mission or purpose behind it. So I convinced a few of my friends to all quit our jobs and to go traveling in Europe for a few months. This was years ago, but obviously not in COVID. And it was really awesome and fun. But when I came back, I had the opportunity to either take, and I also had finished grad school during this time and stuff like that. So it was a real welcome break. But when I came back, I had this opportunity to either go back into high pressure sales just in a different company or to do something totally different. And since I had finished business school, I decided to take a risk and take a lower paying job in small business, which in my mind, I was like, I can justify this because, you know, whatever, like I want to grow and learn something new. But really, I was just desperate to not go back to high pressure sales and the corporate environment, which I recognize now that did some damage. So like many of your listeners probably. So then I started working for this small business. I played water polo and swam my whole life. So I started just teaching swim lessons for fun to like, I had like maybe $12 in my bank after I landed back in the US. So I was like, this will be good. And, you know, get my parents off my back while I live in their house and like figure this out. And it was just like kind of started to fill me back up and made me realize that being in small business was really where I wanted to be. Like after being in corporate and being in leadership programs and managing teams and having to fire people that were 2 and 3 times my age during the process of that corporate job, it just felt really good to be in like more of an intimate environment. So basically what happened is over the past 8 years, I've worked for this company. I love the mission. I love everything about it. I have absorbed 5 management positions so that I could make more money and stay in small business, which I always joke is like, yeah, I was just really good at my job. Like I'm really good at systems and I can sell to the ownership of the company that I want to do different things. So I could absorb different positions so I could make more money. So I could justify staying there with a business degree and, you know, living in San Diego and things like that. But what it really was that I just did not want to go back to corporate and I will scratch and claw my way into success in small business if that meant I could work in this autonomous environment where I'm actually having an impact on people. And then of course COVID hit and some complicated things happened and maybe it wasn't the best environment to be in anymore. So it's been a little bit of a bumpy road. I still work for that company and we've established like a little bit more of a sustainable situation. But it made me start my business because I want to make sure that I can use all the HR and operations knowledge for women-owned businesses to kind of do that same thing I did, where you take all those different positions and you streamline things and you make it really straightforward and create solid boundaries and protect your business at the same time. And so then I met Kelsey and I thought I had to start out with just helping other startups and trying to encourage women to start businesses so they didn't get into bad situations or feel like they had to owe their livelihood to other people. And I guess I just didn't, you know, we can talk more about that, but I just didn't realize that there was a way to use the experience that I've been cultivating for 12 years in the HR and operations field to really translate that over to a business right away. And so that's where we're at now. We're just trying to figure out how to make those corporate policies really work for small businesses in like a really compassionate and caring way. And it's been really fun. It's got like a lot of different, you know, HR and employment policy has a lot of different nuances and different rules throughout states, and it can be really intimidating. But I guess when you do it for so long, you can kind of see where those holes are and stuff. So that's where we got to where we are now.
Absolutely. So can you share a little bit about what you are doing now, what your business does, who it serves, et cetera?
Yeah. So my company is called Paradigm Consulting, and it is technically a people operations / HR organization. My business degree is in organizational management. So I wanted to really kind of capitalize on that aspect of things and just my love for people and creating fulfilling jobs and careers. So essentially what we're doing is, instead of having each online business owner creating an HR department that requires an HR expert that can be, that has to be well-versed in multiple states and constantly evolving laws and policies, you know, every month it's something else. And then there, you add in 50 states and that's a totally different thing. So we're just creating systems where you can outsource your HR, keep up on all the things that are going on that are relevant to your business without having to keep up with everything that corporate has to keep up with, because a lot of that doesn't matter for online. And create psychologically safe and values-driven work environments so that you can retain your employees and grow your business in a mutually beneficial way between the business owner and the team, so that you can scale. Because we believe, well, I believe, we all believe and see that having a team that's set up correctly, appropriately, and strategically is the key to that bottleneck of maybe six figures, multi-six figures, and seven figures and multi-seven figures. So, and it doesn't have to be so bad. It could be fun. So that's where we're at.
It can be really fun, actually. I think one of my like favorite things is finding people in traditionally scary, quote unquote, areas of business, or like legal. And, you know, I work with Meg, who's hiring, and Kira, who's HR. And traditionally you're like, what the heck is this? Like, I have my master's in arts. So I'm like, I do not know these things. And it's just so nice to have people in these traditionally scary environments be able to walk you through in a way that makes sense to my creative brain. And I want to be doing things right. I want to be, you know, growing our business and our company in all of these ways. And so when I am setting these bigger visions, it's so nice to have somebody who has this specific expertise, who's able to plop that onto my business, so I know that I'm safe moving forward. And I think that that's what makes really sound, sustainable businesses as you're growing. If you listen to my intro episode for this season, you know we have transitioned from contractors to employees, and there is this shift of employees are in it with you, and you're setting these standards for culture, for what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. You're really setting in stone that vision. And behind the scenes, like, I'm working with Kira to set up our HR standards. She's creating an employee handbook and basically all of the things that I'm just like, I don't know the details of all of this stuff. So you are my HR department, basically, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to have an HR department in my small business. I hate using small business, but like it is, you know, it is in the traditional sense of corporations. So it's just so nice to be like, Kira knows it. I'll just go to her. Thank you.
Yeah. It's nice because you only have to do it one time, you know, like you establish what your culture is, and you really like, especially for business owners like you that have seen a lot of success and you know who you are as a business owner, you've seen yourself evolve to an extent, but the core of who you are is already established. So you know what kind of leader you want to be, what kind of business you want to run, or you're pretty sure and you're just not sure about the words. Because all of your policies are they only need to be set up one time. And then after that, it's just minor changes and tweaks here and there. But it sets like a really awesome precedent. So then you can just let your business grow on top of these things that are protecting you and kind of not think about them. They're just working for you in the background. And then if something comes up, then hi, I'm here for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had a few things like, I feel like we all hit these like baby bumps in the road that feel really big at the time. I got a cease and desist letter a couple of years ago that I was like, oh my gosh, like what? And crying and all of the things. And, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal in the scheme of things. I was able to deal with it. And it's like, okay, that baby instance was what, like I started working with my lawyer, Shay, who you are also working with. She's also on the podcast. I'm like, I'm bringing all my people. I'm like, I got to share them with everybody because they're amazing. And so I've been working with both of you to like set up and protect things moving forward so that I'm not hitting bigger issues as things are scaling. And it's so interesting because you were like, okay, I got to start with these like startup businesses. And when I think of startups, I think of tech startups. So the people who do have millions of dollars in investing and all of that kind of stuff coming in to support their business growth, which is way different than our online business world. And so you were talking about startups, like literally people who are freelancing and getting their first clients. And it's like, when you're in that stage, you do not need to be worrying about HR. It's like, get your offerings out into the world, learn how to sell, learn how to, you know, really perfect your processes and hone in on your expertise. But when you start hitting, I would say the six figure level, it's like, ooh, okay, there's some real good stuff to protect here. And you probably have your offerings perfected-ish. Obviously, we're always making tweaks, but you know what you're doing. And now it's just about scaling that in a bigger way. So it's then time to legally and HR wise protect what you're growing. So that is, I'm excited that you switched and honed in on this area because yeah, this is what you're so expert at and you're just incredible at what you do. So I'm glad you have this happening. So I just want to go into like your little personal story here. Like we met and you're like, I work with startups who are freelancing. And I'm like, but you do all this HR, like what? So can we talk about this?
Yeah. And we can just call me out. So I went to traditional business school and have been essentially, you know, it is a small business in the sense of it's a small business. It's less than 50 employees or right around. So that's totally different than online. So it feels like I thought that I was in the small business world. So I was like translating that over to remote work, but realizing that small businesses mean the same thing in that sense as online. Online business is like its own beast and it's so cool and awesome. And there's so many great nuances, but it is not the same thing as small business, especially in how you run it. There are things that we can adapt and stuff, but I thought that traditional business school tells you that you create a foundation of people or businesses that you work with and you help them grow. And then you keep working with them. And then eventually they bring in referrals, but essentially you grow with them. And that's what I thought I had to do here. I had thought I had to start from the beginning stages and use my strategy expertise to help small businesses grow. And that felt really aligned with my mission to help women be able to start and run their own businesses. And I guess it's just like, you know, it was just such a shock when we met and you were like, wait, what do you mean you have employees? And, you know, there's all this stuff going on with COVID. And so there's tons of HR law and like there was all these, you know, all this crazy stuff happening and trying to keep all these people safe. It like really does fall on the HR person. And so that just naturally came up in our conversation and you just have this ability to be like, well, we need that in this industry. So like, casually, like you're doing it wrong, you know? And I was like, no, I don't have like long-term clients. Like I only have some startups. Like I'm not ready for this level because my people haven't gotten there yet. And you were like, the people are me. And I was like, oh, so it felt different. And you know, that's why it was so awesome to join your mastermind, because I love, you know, we get to have access to ABA and everything. And that's pretty much, ABA is pretty much what I was teaching my clients, but from a corporate lens. So ABA is so much better. Like, it's just like that program's already out there anyways. So to have like the opportunity to like join the mastermind, as I've only been in online business for a year. So it's like, that's a big deal. And I remember asking you like, what is a mastermind? And like you being like, oh, wow. Okay. So, like, it's just, you are able to like look past those little things that, and like find the pockets of expertise and talent in people and like shine a light and a mirror on them. And it really helps. Yeah. I'll say it took me a few months to wrap my head around that you were right. But it was also like, oh, that feels so good. Like that, this is so much easier for me than like picking through the nuances of licensing and, you know, all the stuff that I know from small business, but it doesn't mean that that's what I'm loving. And so I think that's the big difference, is that my business has, it's only been about a month that I've been offering these services. I don't even have sales pages for them. and you know, that sales pages are something I recently learned about. So like, you know, like for that to just change my whole life was, it's not a joke. Like I always joke, like I'm a cynic. Like I thought online business was like, you know, beauty counter and stuff. Like I didn't know that it was like this whole thing that was like changing women's lives and like the actual vehicle for that independence. And so just being able to like shine a light on your specific knowledge and skill set is such a talent that you have. And it's so awesome that you're able to share it with so many women in these programs and like connect them in this like really intimate space. And like in your podcast, you can tell that people are really like engaged with you because you think about other, sorry, I don't want to like totally like go off in this direction, but like you think about the way that other people, the voice that the other people need, that your clients need. And that is what I wanted to build, like that startup business. But I've been able to reach so many more people in such a fast way by embracing what you were able to find within me. And it's so awesome to see how many other people you've been able to impact in that way too. So it's been fun, but let me tell you, you don't need to start a consulting business for startups. Like that's what ABA is for. So,
yeah. I mean, I think we all, I mean, depending on where we're at, we have amazing expertise that we have cultivated through our life experiences, through our education, through our connection with others. And so it's about finding that expertise and really turning it into a business model where you're supporting people in these huge, amazing, transformational ways and getting paid really well to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's, we all have expertise within us. So it's about, and I think sometimes we don't see it ourselves. I know I need that outside perspective a lot of times. Like you even saying that, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I don't even know that that's what I do sometimes, but like we all need that outside support sometimes to really see what we can have to offer, because it's like our norm. HR was your norm. You just thought like everybody knows this. Everybody knows how to do that. And I think we all have those hidden talents that we can turn into amazing businesses that can support the right niche in a unique way, that support us and our lives in unique ways. And we've all got it. You've got it listening. You have it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that I just love your story. Like you're just so funny. You're like, I started in a month and like everything has changed.
It has, you know, that is what HR is too, in its own way. It's finding the little pieces of beauty within these individuals that are going to help add to a corporation instead of adding to their own business, which is kind of where we're different. And then also that HR has got kind of a dark side and a fun squishy side, and that HR does protect the business as well. So it's part of kind of realizing that I can still have my mission to help women without having to do it in the way that I thought I did. So I haven't had to sacrifice any reason or anything of what I've started. And I've been able to reach so many more people in a shorter period of time. And, you know, that's how I have been a leader in the past too, is that being a good boss, like being a good business owner, allows you to not only impact your clients, but it also, and I know we've talked about this, you get to impact your employees' lives and create safe spaces for them to work and flourish. And especially for women, it's so needed. 3 million women left the workforce during COVID, and now it's going to take 300 years for us to close the wage gap. So really, like, we could expedite this a little bit if we have women running businesses that are going to be okay with women running businesses, you know? So yes. It's pretty cool to see how that impact can translate long-term and over different areas, I guess. But yeah, this month has been a wild ride.
So fun. So, okay. I'd love to just share a little bit about what Kira does and how she has been supporting me in my business. So when we started talking, I think it was in, was it? I don't know when it was, the fall, winter time.
Yeah,
frame.
I think it was in the fall. 'Cause I remember when we were talking, I was on like a solo staycation.
Yeah.
Because I like had to in California. It was like literally stuck in our house. So it had to be before COVID went wild in California over like the holidays. So maybe
okay.
October-ish.
Yeah. What was also, this is just a weird thing. Kira and I showed up to that call wearing the same outfit. We'd never met each other. That was really weird.
Yeah. It was cool. Also, I didn't know that Kelsey was like a genius, like famous, like, or, you know, like really impactful, influential business owner. So I was like, oh, she has some questions about having employees. Like, yeah, sure. Like, I love making connections. And then I was like, I literally got on the call and I was like, that was fun. And then I look her up and I was like, oh crap. Like, I probably, well, but it worked out. Like, we were joking. Like, we both showed up with the same mindset. We talked for hours. It felt so good. Like, I didn't realize till after that I was like, oh, wow, I really lucked out with that 2 hours of information for myself.
That's really funny because I don't think that I am that way, but I appreciate the reflection.
When you're working with businesses that are literally like, I'm literally like, here's how you write your Instagram bio. And then, you know, the goal is to get to the point where you're running these really well run, like streamlined, planned out processes and procedures where you have, you know, lots of people that are your students. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's the academy, you know? So it was just kind of funny. 'Cause I was used to talking to people. I remember I had sales calls that day and they were just starting out. Like, they hadn't thought of their business name yet and stuff. So,
gotcha.
Which I also love. I love that part of things, but it's also just like, it was funny. 'Cause I was like, oh, this is new.
Come over to our world. We need
yeah.
you. So basically I was talking to Kira. This was at the beginning of me being like, oh, the contractor team I have is not going to help me scale to that $5 million mark. Like, let's start to re-strategize this. And I was basically like pooping my pants, trying to figure out how to do this in a way where I wasn't going to get into, like, I don't know. I just was like terrified of legal trouble and HR and employment. I don't even know the words. Like, this is like, I just don't know. And so I needed somebody who was like, they knew the online business world. They had gone through this and hired employees and set up the structure and done payroll systems and 401ks and benefits and just employment tax and all the things that literally blew my brain open. And I just didn't know how to do it. And I was like, there's so many people. Again, finding your expertise and then finding your specific niche. There's so many people in the online business world who have grown, and like, because online business can grow so quickly, they kind of like grow too big for their bootstraps or whatever that saying is, in a sense. And it grows really, it happens really quickly. And then all of a sudden you're like making this money and supporting these people. And you need to think about these real life HR, business, legal things, and who do you go to? And so Kira was this really nice mix of having this experience in HR, but also working in the online business world. And I was like, I need you to step up into this next level and support people like myself, because we need that. I didn't know of anybody really doing that, and specifically in the online business world. And then one of the key things I'm always looking for is somebody who makes it easy and fun. So I'm like, this weird thing that is hurting my brain, how can we make it easy and fun? And so whenever I'm working with people, those are things that I'm looking for, because my brain shuts off if it's too like regimented. Your stuff is very regimented, but you still have this essence of fun. And like, you can just tell that you're working in your expertise. And I think that's so cool when you can tell other people are like, I love this thing. And the same thing happens with Meg. And she's like, I love hiring. And my lawyer, Shay, she's like, I love legal stuff and IP. And like, mm-hmm. you can just feel it and sense it. And it's so much fun when that hurts my brain. I'm like, you go have fun with my stuff. Like, you've got this.
Yeah, that's been the really cool part, is that the word that comes to mind is like manipulate policies and things like that to make them work for the online, but that sounds a little more negative than I'd like for it to. But it really is this like cool puzzle of like, let's break this all down and deconstruct it. Like we talked about, like the home edit version of things, like let's take everything off the shelves and then not only just figure out where your people are fitting, but like what protections your company needs and how much you want to divulge to your people and how you can protect that information. And also like just in a compassionate way, because if you were to go online and just download like an HR toolkit or something, it's made for gigantic corporations, or at least where people have 25, 50, 100 employees. And a lot of those policies don't matter. So like, you know, I'm a member of a few different HR organizations, and I've used, like, kind of taken some time to like look at what they offer for these big companies to translate it to the online space. And I'll be honest, like, with the exception of maybe just saying like, yeah, we definitely need like an employee conduct policy, it's all written from scratch, because there's nothing that really allows for a business to have its personality and its compassion and its care for its people already out there right now, because corporations are always going to have their HR on the side of the company. So like which is great, but like, we don't have to have it be that way, you know? So it can be a balance of both. And HR is its like kind of own fun kind of law, in a sense of, first of all, there is laws, but it's also got a lot of state laws and things like that to consider, which I know that people are going to be like, oh my God, what? Like, I can't have my employee live in a... No, it's fine. Like, we just will double check and make sure everything's good on that end, so you're treating people fairly. But really, it's just like, you want to set a precedent for how your company is going to treat its people right from the beginning, because it makes those decisions so much easier in the long run. And you get to like actually focus on developing and leading them instead of just making sure they show up to their trainings or whatever, you know, because those aren't the people that we're looking for in this business. Like, you have to be a different type of employee, and Meg's so good at matchmaking those things. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of a good mix to like be able to find that perfect person and then give them the foundation of expectations to stand on while you know your company is protected if you're taking chances on different types of people. So yeah, it's been fun to see that. It's also been a little bit eye-opening on the HR front, because I kind of have described it to people like, you're essentially having the jury that's supposed to be solving the problem on the same, sitting next to the CEO. So they're protecting the workers, which are on the floor below them, but they sit next to the CEO and have lunch with them every day. Like, that's how it is in corporate. And you don't want to have to, like, everyone knows going to HR in corporate is like basically turning yourself in. So it's like, it's not supposed to be like that. Like, HR should represent the people and the interests of the people. And that's where corporations lose their people, because you want to create a situation where your employees are retained and staying with you for a long time, because turnover A is expensive, and B, these are small teams. We care about our people. So having HR be on the same floor as the worker is going to be a big game changer for the online business HR, and actually having that neutral party where your team could be like, hey, Kira, I'm having this issue. I don't 100% feel comfortable telling Kelsey. I don't want to hurt her feelings, you know, whatever the reason may be. So then you have this neutral party that can come in and help deal with that situation, mediate through it. And you get to keep your employee, you get to create a better space, and you get to like move forward and be protected instead of just having your employee like stop showing up for work, and then your clients get upset, and then it causes this whole drama. So it's just a different way to look at things, I guess. And we don't have to do it the way corporate did. And that's my favorite thing.
Yes. And when we started, what I was really not confused about, but just, I had no idea where to start. And I had been in a place where I brought on a lot of contractors. We had processes, we had procedures, we had ways in which our team worked. And I just didn't know how to like even take that first step to make it legal, or how to even start to get them on payroll and all of these things. So it was really nice. Like Kira kind of, she basically just told me right off the bat, she's like, you're beyond ready. You're just overthinking this. Like, stop it. Just come over here. And I'm like, okay. And it really was fun. We basically had a brain vomit session where I got to like share everything about my business and like my hopes and my dreams and all the things. I think, and having any expert come into your business, that's always the best way to start. Like, I do that with everybody that comes in to our programs or our agency, and it just like gets everything out there. And then you're able to like pick up the pieces. And now we have this, like, I don't think it's done just yet, but we will have this amazing employee handbook that's like, here's all the rules and systems and strategies and things that just like make employment easy. Like, if you have a question, it is detailed in the handbook, which feels really good. And like Kira, well, no, maybe we were talking about this before, but when you have that, it's like, if you ever do have an issue with an employee, I think a lot of us are scared of having employees and being responsible for them legally. I know I have been talking to some of my online business friends, and there are some things going on where like you have to fire an employee, and like, what if they file for unemployment? And that unemployment, actually, when they file for that, goes against your business, just like car insurance does. So if, you know, car insurance, you get into an accident and your rates go way up, right? So the same thing happens with your business when you have somebody filing for unemployment. And so if it's something, you know, where that didn't need to happen, this is all outlined in your employee handbook. So you are protected, and it's all like written out before you ever get into a situation like that. And if it does happen, you're like, hello, legal people, here's my handbook that this person signed and everything they agreed to. And if you don't have this handbook, or you don't have some of these processes and procedures built out beforehand, that is when employee stuff can get weird and sticky. So I was scared of those potential things, and working with Kira was really nice because she just like figured it all out before there was ever an issue. And now we are protected moving into this. So that's just like one real life example of where I was very confused about this all, and why Kira and her job and business and all the things like really help support some of these foundations for scaling.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too, is that an employee handbook, it sounds like such a snooze, right? Like, we all had to sign them when we were in corporate. And so, yeah, you know, it takes a long time to put it together, and it takes a lot of thought. Like, I know there was a lot of decisions you had to make, but I can, you know, walk you through it so that it's like, I think it should be this way, or this implication looks different than this. Like, that's totally different than, you know, having to do it on your own with Google, because that it's just not going to help you. And also, it's not legally binding to have an employee handbook if you have employees. And so there, it's not built into the law that your company is protected because you have to have the handbook. A handbook is something that you build to protect yourself. So similar to like, you can have a business without having a trademark, but you're not going to be as protected if you don't follow through with those additional steps. So it's kind of interesting the way the law works in that you don't have to have one, but you're not really protecting your company unless you really set the time aside to figure out what those policies are. And that's the really like hard and fast, like black and white truth about HR and employment law and ethics. But it's also like, it doesn't have to be anything that's like tragic, you know, like you can change your policies as you grow. You can change your policies as you change your mind. You can change your policies if you have a bunch of issues with certain employees that you realize something needs to be addressed. But creating that clarity in your policies really also creates a really solid foundation for your employees to grow. They know what's expected of them. They know how to interact with certain situations. They know where to go if the client harasses them. There's a specific process that they follow through. So it's protecting your company, but it's also, it's different in the way that we're doing it is, you know, Paradigm wants to make it so that the employees can count on the policies just as much as the company can. And the nice thing about working with online businesses is that you guys, we actually give a crap about what happens to our people. And the best way that we can show that we care about them is by giving them that stability and standing behind those policies that we come up with. And it just does it all. It really just handles everything so that you get to just be the leader and focus on the development and the mentorship or, you know, whatever aspect of things really lights you up as a business owner.
Absolutely. And I thought this was going to be, you know, again, make it fun. I thought when we did this, it was going to be, you know, boring, whatever, like, I don't know. And employee handbook sounds really boring to me in my brain. And it was like, we got to go through and I was like, ooh, this is dreamy. Like I get to like pick all of these processes and procedures and like dreaming about the future and like what I would want to have happen if XYZ happened. And Kira just opened it up in such a beautiful way that made me feel like I was painting this beautiful picture of our future instead of like this really boring policy handbook thing. So it was fun. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I have fun doing it because getting to know you guys as business owners and like seeing what you've accomplished and like seeing how your values are intertwined with the way that you want to treat your employees. Like I thought it was going to, so, you know, like I've had quite a few clients now and I thought it was going to be really easy to duplicate between each business owner because I incorrectly assumed that everyone would have similar opinions and feelings on things. That's not the case at all. Like the little parts of the individual really shine through in how we're building out what their business is going to look like. And so it's been, I think that's where the fun part comes in is that you actually get to see this all reflected in like a big, like, how it's going to impact your employees in like a really big way. And setting a standard for how people should be treated while working in this industry is something that hasn't been done yet. And so that's also really exciting. And it feels like a big responsibility on my end to make sure that we are, you know, we want to be the people that have this figured out. Like we want to be different types of employers. We want to have our team stick with us for a long time, but we also want to protect our company and you don't have to choose if you're able to kind of put these things together. One thing I've noticed too, is that I feel like, you know, online business owners, your peers, people like you are type A, they've built these businesses from the ground up. And if they're not type A, they're type A about their business. Their hands are involved in it. They want to, you know, the creativity is really like in every part of their business. And I think that that's where I want it to feel freeing instead of restricting that you really don't get to pick. Like if there's a certain role that you need to fill within your company, the law will tell you what that should look like if it's a contractor or if it's an employee. And I recently wrote a blog about this and I can share that with you too, but it's basically the difference between a contractor and employee is that it might feel like an employee is more expensive because you're making these investments, but you actually set your budget for your employee. So you decide how much you want to pay someone, and then you find a person that fits within that category that can complete those roles. So you don't actually, I would just encourage everyone to just take a deep breath and be like, I don't get to decide this actually. I just get to make it the best version of it. And my company is going to need this, this, and this to grow. So instead of trying to figure out how to go around that or make something easier, just like really embrace that that's what's coming next, because you just, you get to decide a lot of other things and that'll be really fun and we'll have a great time, but you don't really get to decide what this person is classified as. Like, that's totally what the government gets to pick out. So you get to focus on your business and I get to focus on making sure that their job is written out correctly for how you want them to work.
Yeah. And I'm going to share some of the, I think, aha moments that I kind of had going through this. I didn't realize that employees could be paid hourly, that you didn't have to have, like, you know, you didn't have to hire them full time, that you don't have to require like a certain amount of, maybe not like, you know, if you don't have the work to give them, you don't, you can let them go. Like it,
yes,
they very much are, they can act like we think contractors can. And it's just their classification and the protection that you and they have around their job. So I think that when I went in, I was like, ooh, to get an employee, I have to be like making their full salary and have like a full-time job and give benefits and 401k and all of these things. And it does not have to look like that. It can look very much like what your contractors probably look like right now. Can you even do project-based employment? Or does that, you know?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I think it just depends on how we create that. Like, what if we create a specific job description to be in a kind of on that basis. But the big thing is that when it comes to stuff like this, you really can do whatever. You just have to make sure that the boxes are checked along the way, that it's fitting within those categories. But again, like you just, the where you would get in trouble with that is like, oh, I have this huge project coming up. I'm going to need help for a few months. That wouldn't be, you'd be better off hiring a temporary employee and being really straightforward with them about the fact that this is a 3-month gig. And those are just classified differently. Those are called temporary regular employees versus, you know, like a temporary hourly employee is totally fine. I hire tons of them in the summer at a swim school.
Yeah.
So it's, that's what it is. And I think it just comes from that compassion of like that open communication with your team and with that person, and just making sure that there's always a really solid understanding of expectations. And generally, like, people want that, you know. It's where you get in trouble is where you're like, no, I hired you as a temporary employee, so I don't actually have to worry about firing you. You just don't get hours anymore. And it's like, well, that's not how, that may be how we have been treated in the past, and we don't want to replicate that, but it's not how you have to do it. So you can make it work. Like, if you have a big launch period coming up and you know you need a copywriter, you can hire them as a temporary employee. Just be super clear about it and make sure that the ducks are in a row and the expectations are clear and it's coming from a place of compassion.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I think, I mean, for those instances, the biggest thing is, I think a lot of us online entrepreneurs, and I was, you know, I don't know, not guilty of this, but we would hire contractors at for like retainers, and technically that is an employee. And so like, what is going on there? You know? And that is really when I started getting into this with Kira and like starting to look into the employee stuff, it was like, ooh, no, we've actually got to move to employees for where we are heading. Because having people ongoing in your business until the end of time without anything clearly outlined is technically not allowed for contractors. So something to think about.
Yeah. In the way, especially in the way that, and it's funny too, because whenever I'm like, well, Kelsey, like, that's not gonna be okay. And I can see your face always being like, oh, another thing to change. But it doesn't have to be like that so much. It doesn't have to be scary. Because number one, employees are technically more affordable. So you contractors are beautiful experts that come into your business and they're perfectly wrapped up in a box and ready to rock. So you don't have to develop them or train them or anything like that. They just get you from means to an end. Whereas employees are people that you might spend some time developing and training or putting them through training programs or courses in the interest of that investment paying off long-term for your business. So they are not, you know, I'm going to cost a premium because I'm an expert that's coming into your organization and I can be a retainer HR person because I'm still going to make my own hours. I'm going to set my rates. I'm going to tell you when I'm available versus if you were to hire me as an HR representative that is on behalf of your company, then I would go with your schedule and I would work when you need me to. So there is a way to still have those retainers. You just have to make sure that you're treating your employees or treating your contractors the way they should be treated and letting them run their own businesses and complete the projects that you assign to them along the way on their own time, setting their own rates, you know, stuff like that. And with employees, it's actually, it's a win-win for everyone, honestly. Because the employees are going to cost less money. You're going to be able to develop them. You're going to have a better company culture. And not to go back to the boring stuff, but they're going to sign your employee handbook. So your intellectual property is going to be protected, which, hey, Shay, like, you're going to be so proud of me. Your payroll information, anything that you give them for, like, you know, I know for design, you have like template keys and stuff like that. That's all protected. You don't have to have an additional contract or anything with them to protect that information. It's just, they're going to follow those policies and procedures. They're going to be a voice and a face for your brand. You have another person out there that is, you know, bringing in people, bringing in clients, bringing in energy. So it really doesn't, like, you can't have your contractor sign your employee handbook. Like, you sign their contract, you pay them what they tell you they're going to pay. And so you really have more control with employees as well for how much you can afford and what you can outsource. And if it isn't working out, you can say, like, best of luck. I'll miss you. Have the best time in whatever your next job is, but I need to find somebody that's going to meet these ends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah, it's a necessary thing. And I'm just glad we showed up to that call wearing the same outfit and made this all happen. Best day ever.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for sharing all of this. It is wonderful. What is, like, as we wrap up here, what is one parting word of advice that you would give to our listeners?
Well, I mean, when it comes to HR, which is probably why many people are tuning in, or people operations are hiring for online businesses, I would say just let go of the need to control and really think about that home edit version of your business, like the cleaned up closet, the big vision of where things are going, and then the pieces will just automatically be put in those places where they need to be. You can make it work for you. HR doesn't have to be something that you have to be afraid of. It can be something that you can be excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about it now. You've made it so fun and easy. So if people are in this weird, messy middle place where I was, and they're like, how does this happen? Where can they find you and get in touch with you so you can help them?
Yeah, well, obviously, Instagram is my favorite place to hang out in general. So my handle is The Paradigm with 2 M's. And my website. So there, I offer a 20-minute free consultation under the contact tab on my website so that you can just schedule some time with me and we can hang out and talk about if this is even some way that you should go versus what you might need to get done before that. And just maybe get a couple of your questions answered and see where to move on from there. But other than that, I mean, don't be afraid to reach out. Like, I'm happy to help. And I love learning about other women business owners and finding ways to connect with you guys. So thanks awesome. For having me.
Yeah, this was so fun. Thank you for coming. I love hanging out with you, Kira. So appreciate you being here for like the third call this week with me.
At least I'm not crying on this one. Success is scary. Everyone listen. Success is
we did crazy. Not talk about that.
Yeah. Well,
we,
I mean,
sidebar and yeah. I mean, this is let's actually fake okay. ending, fake out. We're back. Welcome to the show. We've restarted. There's a lot of emotions and things that come up as we are growing and scaling our businesses. And I really think it is us shedding who we have been and this fear of letting go of all of our normalcy of what has been and becoming the new version of ourselves. And anything new, any change, no matter what level of business, life, growth you're at, it never feels comfortable, right? I think over time, I've personally learned how to be like, oh, I'm going through this up level or this change. And like, I know what it feels like and it's never comfortable. And I'm always, I cry my way through. That is how I move the energy in my body. And this in our mastermind program has been a huge theme. Like everybody in this group is, you know, six-figure entrepreneurs, planning for seven, moving up into these next big levels, getting employees and team and systems and structures, and like who they are becoming as leaders is different. What got you to six figures does not get you to seven. And so there's this like shedding of the old identity of like you doing all of the doing and like changing. And it's a lot. And so the mastermind has been a cool, safe place to kind of like be in the emotions of the up level, which I didn't think like I came into this experience being like, oh, I'm going to hold space for these next level strategies and all of these things. And it's been so much more about the feelings as we become seven-figure entrepreneurs. So Kira was having some feels yesterday. Yeah. Lots of internet air hugs going on.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. I mean, it's funny to think like we just started in January, like we really dove into my business in February. And then by March, I was ready to like start to basically help people. And it's been like so crazy to feel so, I know that it's called aligned business, but like it never meant, that word never meant anything to me until I felt that difference in things just are aligned. They're just flowing out. You don't feel like you're running uphill. You don't feel like you're changing your strategy every 3 months. You don't feel like you're like trying to make something out of nothing or hustling or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's just, you are able to like call in this like expertise and just be like, oh, okay, I now have this confidence to like move in this direction, and like how quickly you can see those results. And for me, it was only a month before. And when I started with you, it was like, I'm so excited for these changes. I've had some time to think about it since we had our day where we wore the same outfit. I figured out what a mastermind is, you know, it's been great. And so show up, like meet all these women. And right from the first few weeks, it was like, somebody's having some major breakthrough because these successes are being seen. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool that everyone is so comfortable with this. Like, you know, I'm from corporate. I'm like, we're not going to cry. Like, that would be embarrassing for you. Like, even though on Instagram, I'm like, we should be able to cry.
I was the one in corporate, like crying all the time. FYI, that was totally me.
And we should be able to actually, but in practice, it's like, oh my gosh, these women are the best. Like, I learned so much from them. I feel for them. Like, I have empathy for them. And then of course it's like, you know, 5 weeks into my new services and I'm like, who am I? My life has changed. I have to figure out how to get through all this. And I'm letting people down that counted on me for a different level of things. And, you know, like I'm building a new, it was just, it's just weird and it's uncomfortable, but also like really exciting. And it feels like a huge, like life-changing shift after working in a place that maybe wasn't that great for so long, but finding the best in it every time I could. You know, I'm a pretty positive person. I want to have a good time. I love my team. But at the end of the day, like just to be able to get in touch with those feelings and like, no, like I didn't go on that call yesterday thinking I was going to start crying to everybody. Like, it was just like, you have this space even on Zoom where you're like, oh wow. Like there is something like right under the surface here that needs to be addressed. And even in the last 24 hours since we had that call, it feels like there was this huge release and also this like permission to stop self-sabotaging and like actually go after my business in a real way instead of just letting it like happen to me, because it's felt so aligned that I feel like it's just been kind of the success has just been happening to me. And I know that I was trying to self-sabotage and be like, no, like, this is just for, you know, 1 month. And then listening to all of you guys be like, no, this is really how it should be. We're all here to support each other. We've all been there. Like having that, I guarantee you, if I was not in this group, I would be like wrapping up my clients and being like, I'm going to go back to this easy thing, this easy six-figure job, because which is like not easy at all and terrible and eating my soul. But it's like those feelings are hard to address, you know? So yeah. It was really, it's really impactful to be with a group of people that have been where you are. And within one day to have like this huge mindset shift, like it's been a little, like I will be honest, like it felt really vulnerable and raw. And like I got off the call and I was like, oh my God, you know, like they're all gonna think I'm a crazy HR person. But then I got all these supportive messages and everyone's like, I've been there and, you know, all this stuff. And it was like, okay, cool. Like I'm gonna go after this. I'm not just gonna let this happen to me and feel like a failure because I decided that that's how I should feel for some reason that I don't understand and probably need more therapy about. So it really is, people say mindset is everything. And it really is. Like the way that I feel yesterday versus the way I feel today is like, I mean, it's really empowering and it's really special. And I don't know if it's just you and the people that you bring in or if that's just how the experience is or whatever, but I have never been in a group of such amazing people that, and I've been in a lot of groups of amazing people and this one just feels like so comfy and like, you know, like you could, everybody's from different backgrounds, different experience, different careers, different everything. And it's just so.
We have like countries like Australia, Thailand, like yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at, I'm crying and I'm looking at these faces and I'm like humiliated. And then within 5 minutes, everyone's like, I'm crying too. I'm having the same thing, you know? And it's like, oh, okay. I'm not alone. Like I am, the reason that I'm feeling this way is because I'm fighting the alignment. And so it's like, that was really clear to me. And it's just another thing, like, just let it go, like let it happen and lean on each other for those like iffy times. And like, that I feel like that was a big thing of growth. And it also makes me have more patience and kindness towards the people that I'm helping and even in my full-time job. Cause it's like, we all have stuff and I don't have to like lie about it just to like be the person that everyone thinks I'm supposed to be. Like it actually makes more of a difference to just lean into it and like feel those changes happening.
Yeah. We can absolutely be exactly who we are and be safe doing that. Hopefully, yeah. Like that's the experience I hope that we can have in the whole world and we will see. Yeah. I think what you said about like the soul sucking job, but you were like, I guess this is what I have to experience. Sometimes even when things aren't good, they're comfortable. So we get comfortable in the like sucky situations, I guess, because it's like what we've experienced and what we know, it's like the devil, you know? And so moving to those next layers of success and receiving more income and, you know, all of the things, it can feel really like, whoa, like this is shocking to my system. This is not normal. Like, I think you even mentioned, you're like, is this just 1 month? And is this all going to go away the next month? Like you have to build up that resiliency and belief that like this can keep going. And part of this, like being in a group like this, I think is, yes, like we're all going through this and we're being held through that so that we can continue on instead of letting like our brain say like, no, that was a weird, that was a fluke. Like you can't make this happen again. So you might as well just like give up or do this other self-sabotaging thing. Yeah. It's like, nope, let's be in this uncomfortable space of like believing that this is possible because as good as that sounds, it can be even more uncomfortable. And let's really like hold the space for that and step into these next levels of success. And I found that in my own journey, like being with others who are in that space has been so good. because I don't think I'd ever get where I am on my own or like through my own brain power. I've had to get mentors and people who are in community with me, showing me what is possible and how it can be and really standing there. So thank you for sharing. I know we were like, we're ending and let's go on this other tangent, because I think it's an important thing to talk about.
It is. And it surprised me, honestly. Like I've been through it, you know, like I've been through a lot in my career. And so not like in a whiny way or anything, but just like, I've been through so much like that being, I feel so lucky in this place that it doesn't always feel like I get to have this feeling of fear or like abandonment of my, you know, new job, new career, whatever. Like, and it can be really overwhelming, especially if you have listeners that are in that place where they're sort of doing two different people. Like I'm one person when I'm at my day job and I'm one person when I'm working on my business. And granted, they mix together because I'm pretty flexible in my life, but it's like it's not so easy to like come to the conclusion that you do need that support. And I think that it was very ignorant of me to think that I've been through it and I can handle whatever success that comes to me, because I could have very easily made the choice to not share yesterday. And the only reason I did is because I felt called to, and I felt like that it was safe, and I felt like it was a good place to be, and I didn't plan on it. And I feel like I could have very easily made that choice, and I would have been full throttle self-sabotaging myself to right now, you know? So it's like, and now it's like, you know, I already have opened up that mindset a little bit and those beliefs. And I have literally seen some things happening just this morning. It's 9:30 in the morning, where I'm like, okay, I'm really glad I didn't screw myself over yesterday when I was having a bad day. And I also have found that when I'm in this better headspace, and I think we might have talked about this once before, but I feel like I get to choose to my full-time job, and I get to choose my team there, and I get to choose my responsibilities, and I get to choose to be present. And that feels different than being trapped in a corner. And so this has been a crazy ride so far. I'm really excited that it's been 1 month. but being in a high level position and being able to choose to show up there instead of feeling like you have to is just a totally different thing that happens under the surface that I didn't realize was a possibility. So thank you for that. And I'm sure all of our mastermind girls are like, hell yeah. Like we were all there for this. Like we've all been there and it's just been really nice. And if you are having those issues, like you can totally DM me and I will just like send you lots of emojis and stuff, because I feel like this is something that I hear a lot, but it just kind of has rolled off my back because I didn't quite understand the power of it. So I'm just really thankful to have had a place to go and do that. And I'm assuming that that's why things are moving so quickly, because there's a place for me to put this energy and like really stay in that flow and alignment.
Yes. It is empowerment manifested.
Exactly.
Truly.
It's so cool.
It doesn't always look pretty.
And we're like HR law. And then we're like, man, feelings ruin everything, you know, like within an hour. That's like, that's why this business and this industry is so cool to me, because we can really be all of it. Like everything that's pulling us in different directions. And as long as we're keeping each other focused and straightforward and strategic and like really balancing that like left and right side of the brain, it really helps to be a fulfilling place to be. So I can't believe it, but here we are and I'm so happy and I'm not going to limit myself.
Good.
So if you need HR, I'm here for you.
Amazing. Well, please reach out to Kira if any of this resonated with you. She's done wonders for my mindset when it comes to employment, HR, all of the things. And I love all the things that you're about and you and everything. So thank you for sharing and being so open on this episode.
Yeah, definitely. It was awesome. Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks, Kira.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.